Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's over the top as usual, but only intensifying. If it was a graph, the incredible over the top globalist crimes that are being committed would be going up straight up in a parabolic curve. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Sunday, the 31st day of May 2015. We're just about to be halfway through 2015, 2016, and beyond. I saw some emails and some comments on Thursday and Friday at Infowars.com with trolls saying, you better watch it, claiming Hastert's a pedophile, you crazy conspiracy theorist. None of the media is saying why he was paying somebody allegedly to hush him up. Really, we had an investigative journalist on who documented it and said that they were basically blackmailing him. That's why he was chosen as a wrestling coach to suddenly be run for the State House and then into the House of Representatives and then be made Speaker of the House, even though his tenure was incredibly junior. And now The Hill is talking about Dennis Hastert's weird call from 2014 on C-SPAN when somebody called in and said, remember me, Denny? Well, everybody can eat crow yet again. Here it is in the precious New York Times. Yorkville, where Hastert's taught, is shaken by charges for Denny. Former House Speaker Dennis Hastert accused of hiding sex abuse of former student. You better believe it's students. And this guy is in the club, folks, the Sandusky Club. Like the rest of the Republican leadership. Hastert, star wrestler, standing behind indicted mentor, though, so everything's okay. Here's the headline out of CNN. Hastert's hush money was to cover up sexual misconduct with former student, sources say. As if it took the media 3-4 days to figure this out. They all know. Notice Rand Paul is one of the only Republicans saying he won't go along with the Patriot Act, NSA spying. He's set to filibuster tonight. We're going to break all that down today. And that's because I'll guarantee you the worst he's got in his closet is taking hot chicks down to the river as a college student and smoking pot with them and talking about Aqua Buddha. That's it. Smoking pot and taking out cheerleaders. That's all you got. Take the marijuana out of the equation. He's a man after my own heart. It's just classic. And you add in the wild turkey into the equation in college, and now you're where I was at. And I'm not even defending any of that. It's just they have gone over his record with a fine-tooth comb and can't find anything. And that's why I'm telling you, Rand Paul is the guy. And he's being demonized in the media today from Fox News to CNN because he is good. And that's where I stand on that front. We've got O'Malley announcing that he's going to run against Hillary. Hope he doesn't get on any airplanes soon. He may just be a ringer, though. So we're going to obviously follow that. He says that leadership is what he's going to bring. How about the Constitution? That'd be nice. Now, that said, we've got 1 minute to break. I haven't even gotten into the news that's here. The other meme I see from the trolls is, where's the gun control, Alex? Nobody wants your guns. Where's the death panels, Alex? Where's the increasing Obamacare prices? Oh, it's even in Politico today that the prices are exploding under Obamacare. Where's the NSA spying? Oh, I guess it is there. Oh, where's the license plate readers? Oh, I guess it is there. Where's the fluoride causing cancer? Oh, I guess they admit that now. Where's the government funding Al-Qaeda? Oh, it was declassified last week. It was leaked last week to Judicial Watch that the government runs Al-Qaeda, runs ISIS, is protecting them. I'm right. I'm proven correct over and over again. Just because what we're covering hides in plain view. But here it is. Administration preps new gun regulations, The Hill. upwards of 20 different gun grabs coming by executive order. Stroke of the pen, law of the land, kind of cool, Begala said. It's all coming up.
Introducing Secret.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
It was easier to control a million people, literally. It was easier to control a million people than physically to kill a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, but I return live Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. with the abbreviated Sunday News Update, because there's always so much news that breaks over the weekend that the system tries to bury under the proverbial carpet. Okay, let me just do it this way. It's so over the top. Every day, exponentially, the news gets more insane. I'm not the only one noticing that. Dennis Hastert wasn't rocket science. It's a pedophile cover-up. There's a whole ring up there in Congress, Democrats and Republicans. They recruit their own people in. They go right to the top because they're totally compromised. We're going to play a clip that the Hill newspaper is reporting on where Dennis Hastert's weird 2014 phone call on C-SPAN. We told you on Thursday when it broke and on Friday with the investigative journalist that broke all this in 2006 that Hastert was covering up basically a pedophile ring. So it's not just him having sex with people on the wrestling team, allegedly, and allegedly Bill Clinton's a liar, and allegedly Obamacare increases your prices. No, it's not alleged. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Congress is just chock full of these predators. It's a predator cult. Same cult took over much of the Catholic Church. It'll take over your school. It'll take over your police department. That's how evil operates. So we're going to be breaking all that down. CNN, Hastert's hush money was to cover up sexual misconduct with former students, sources say. Really? Think so? We broke it all here in 2006 on record with Wayne Madsen. And I'm not bragging, but we broke the NSA. We broke the gun grabs. We broke the carbon taxes. We broke it all of it. But not because we're special. The mainstream media lies and deceives on purpose. Their job is to cover up what's really happening until it's too late. Then they try to spin it. And that's why newspaper circulation in just the last 12 months, what they had left is down 50% plus. And hundreds of newspapers are closing as we speak. AFP reports on it. Newspapers struggle to find path in digital age. Well, there are print publications that tell the truth that are also digital that are doing just fine. Look at InfoWars. Well, we're just exploding. All right, I just hit one story there. Let me just give you the other headlines. This is so big, I'm not going to cover it till the start of the next hour. Administration preps new gun regulations from the Hill newspaper up in D.C. Of course, the headline should be Obama announces draconian, unconstitutional executive bans on guns. or Obama becomes more of a dictator and vows to restrict the Second Amendment outside of law. But see, no one calls it that now when he erases the border and orders the Border Patrol to, quote, complete the smuggling process, in their words. That's from the Border Patrol. And the Border Patrol, it turns out, called the New York Times, the Washington Post. They called everyone, including Breitbart, who does some good work on the border. And no one would send reporters down to show the illegals being loaded on buses last year to be then shipped around the country and the Border Patrol being ordered to pay for it. We went, we did the interviews, we showed the buses, we talked to the emergency manager in McAllen. He said, none of this is hidden. They've been doing it for the last few months. We load the illegals on. The Border Patrol gives them the vouchers. They're sent to Democratic Party facilities, and then they're given basically their voter ID cards, and you know, the rest is history. And what I'm getting at here is we break all this most of the time because no one else will do it, because people are such cowards. And so more and more, the military, you name it, reach out to us with the key information because they know we're crazy enough to publish it. And by crazy enough, crazy like a fox, crazy like Thomas Jefferson and George Washington, you'd have to be crazy to let the crooks running wild continue. You'd have to be crazy to lay down and die, basically, as a society. I'm not doing it. I'm actually sane. Take one look at Hastert and see he's a big, giant, pus-filled pedophile. You can take a – pedophiles have a look, folks. And the way he shot right to the top. But I never went with that until we had the intel and the specifics. And we, again, 9 years ago broke it all down in an hour-long interview about Hastert and the pedophile ring and the pages and all the rest of it. And this is only coming out now so they can scare the daylights out of Congress to go along with the TPP and all the rest of it, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. But look at this. Administration preps new gun regulations. Oh, there's nobody coming after your guns. I've had CBS News and Al Jazeera. CBS News over the phone, Al Jazeera here in person in the last couple of weeks. And they'll look you straight in the face and go, there's no gun control in America. No one wants your gun, Mr. Jones. What do you say to that? And I'm sitting there with a TV camera on me, and I go, well, a whole bunch of cities have totally banned them. The UN admits under UNIDIR they want the civilian ownership of firearms to be banned. And I quoted them, UNIDIR. They go, no, it's not. And then they had the producer start laughing at me like their peer pressure was going to affect me and make me feel like I was insane. They were involved in gaslighting. It's a total joke. Your mind control doesn't work on me, jerks. Do you understand that? Other than making me want to punch you in the face, I mean, yes, it makes me want to break your jaw. So I guess in a way it is working. But the difference is I don't act on that. I act on information warfare, and I assault you that way with the truth, up one side and down the other, viciously. Because you're the ones attacking us. You're the ones stealing our freedom. You're the ones turning us into slaves. You're the ones bankrupting our country and shutting down our industry. You people are a pack of criminal scum. I am sane. I see you. And I'm saying no, 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 no more. Look at this. They've got more than 15 bills that have been introduced to the Congress. Bill would require gun owners to have liability insurance or pay $10,000 fine. That's out of Alabama.com. Hey, let's expand on that. Here it is right here. The Justice Department, not Congress, plans to move forward this year with more than a dozen new gun-related regulations according to a list of rules. See, Hitler had rules. These got rid of the voting after a while. Just he made rules and regulations. The Justice Department plans to move forward this year with more than a dozen new gun-related regulations, not laws, according to a list of rules. Rules like you have for your kids, because your house is a dictatorship, but not the country. The Justice Department plans to move forward this year with more than a dozen new gun-related regulations, according to a list of rules the agency has proposed to enact before the end of the Obama administration. And we'll tell you about those coming up. Of course, they're not releasing all of them now, but we know what they've done every other time, and we know what they just tried a month and a half ago. The AR-15 or 5.56-223 bullet ban. So that's coming up. I mean, I've now read four stories out of about 150. Oh, here's what I mentioned. Politico. Oh, look. There's the nice lady going in on the cover of it, and she's basically crying as Wendy Gonzalez learns that her prices are doubling. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that's on top of the doubling that already happened. And the lowest increase is only 50%. Don't worry. The cost of Obamacare could rise for millions of Americans next year, with one insurer proposing a 50% hike in premiums, fueling the controversy of just about how affordable the Affordable Care Act really is. At first, it was free. Then it was the price of a phone bill, then a cable bill, then you can keep your doctor. Let me give everybody a little news flash for so-called liberals that tune into here. Let me explain something. Foreign corrupt insurance companies wrote the Patriot Act. They basically wrote the Obamacare Act. They wrote it all because they run the country. And their profits are up almost 50% each.
Measles is activating on a mass scale, now due to the vaccines and iron poisoning. All symptoms, disease, and deaths are due to measles and iron, not just rash and flu-like symptoms, as the officials claim. Measles requires a host with iron to replicate. Iron intake is at an unprecedented level. Deaths and hospitalizations are set to soar now in 2015. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGthem.com. UnveilingThem.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Alex Jones 24/7 listen line?
It's easy.
Just punch in 1-605-562-6120. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 1-605-562-6120. Now you can listen to Alex Jones when you want.
Bookmark the Alex Jones 24/7 listen line number today.
1-605-562-6120. 1-605-562-6120.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless.
Not. A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Alex Jones.
DrudgeReport.com, you can see on the left-hand side, city where Hastert taught, shaken by charges for Denny. It was sex. And you look at the photo from the yearbook of the disgusting creature, and then you understand Barney Frank with his underage callboy ring run out of his three-story townhouse, and no one got in trouble? That came out in the 90s. And the midnight callboy ring over 200 times, underage, quote, callboys. I mean, imagine hundreds of people under 18, men, going to the White House to have sex. That was even the Washington Times. Nobody got in trouble. All these pages they get caught having sex with, male and female, mainly male, both parties. You're like, why is this happening? Because they recruit their people in, and it's a rite of passage that you rape children or you rape young people, and that's how you get into the cult. With the Crips and the Bloods, you got to go shoot a rival gang member, you got to kill a liquor store owner, you got to shoot at a cop to really become a made member of hardcore gangs. And I think that's disgusting, you know, shooting a cop, killing a liquor store owner, whatever. But man, I gotta say, it's not as sick as like having a pedo cult. It's all sick. I mean, you know, it's by degrees, but I mean, it's really sick. And that's who runs America. You wonder why stuff's so twisted? Why Jocelyn Elders got up during the Clinton administration and said, you know, teach five-year-olds how to masturbate? Reach down and help the little fellows. That creepy voice, a woman in an admiral outfit. These are freaks, folks. These are sickos. And they get up there on MSNBC, and they tell you, your kids belong to the state now. Remember that promo? Melissa Harris Perry? It's all about outrageousness. We're going to teach your five-year-olds that Bobby has two daddies. And it's not to teach so you don't hate people. It's to get little kids all screwed up, thinking about stuff that it shouldn't even be on their radar till they're 18 years old. California says, we'll inoculate your kids without your consent if we get their consent down to age 11. Children don't have consent till 18. There's a reason, because sick freaks can convince them. What's next? That's right. England and Australia are trying to pass laws that down to age 12 or 13, depending on the country, if your child gives consent. Let me tell you somebody. You got one of my daughters when they're 13, and I've got one that's 11, and you say you had consent, you're some 30-year-old pervert. I don't care what the law is, you're going to be pushing daisies. And oh, but then I'll be a pedophobe. That, in fact, that's already starting, see? Let some old man love my 7-year-old daughter. I got a 7-year-old daughter. You know what? A ball peen hammer is going to love your head when I knock you upside the head about 100 times. I'm sick of it. I don't belong to you. My children don't belong to you, you control freak sacks of pus. Now, let's go ahead and play a little call that the Hill newspaper is reporting on from last year to Denny Hastert, Denny, who was taken from nowhere and put in the State House and then brought right in and was only in Congress 3 or 4 years before he's in leadership. And then a few years after that, he's the Speaker. Unheard of. Let's go ahead and go to that clip.
Illinois is our next call. Here's Bruce, Independent Line. Hi.
Hello, Denny.
Hey, how are you doing?
Pretty good. Remember me from Yorkville?
Bruce, you're on. Go ahead with your question.
Go ahead.
I think he's gone.
And see, they had to burn Hastert because they can't have the whole ring come out. Just like they sent the former head of the FBI to cover up Penn State, that's basically the one of the major pedophile command bases. And it'll all come out just like the Vatican. None of you guys are going to stop any of it. You know, this year they called it 2 months ago national security. The Prime Minister of England said it's now a national security emergency and that they have to basically seal the pedophile scandal because of national security, because it goes from the royal family right through Parliament, right into local government. You say, statistically, maybe only one out of 200 people, if you look at the criminology, is a pedophile. Why are they seem to be every other person in government worldwide? Because it's a cult, people. Rome got taken over by perv cults. You know, during the Stoic rise of Rome, when they stopped having kings, and we're talking 200 BC or so, in the golden age of Rome, if you cheat on your wife, they would execute you. And you know why? Because they'd already been through all the decadence and their society collapsed. So then that's where the word Stoic comes from, is the Romans. Then, by their fall, what are they doing? All the same stuff we see now. And what architecture is D.C.? It's Romanesque. The whole thing is classical, not Greek, but Roman architecture from the Greek. And they're just up there in a big Caligula Nero party, out of touch, but this time they've got nuclear weapons. It's not like Rome can just fall this time. It's got nuclear weapons. It's run by crazy people. And you got to ask, why is it coming out now to blackmail Congress? Oh, by the way, I was covering Obamacare out of Politico. When Obamacare started kicking in about 2 years ago, I have a medical doctor I see maybe every 4 or 5 years for a checkup, but I go to a local clinic. My dad's a physician, one of his friend zones, and I'll go there if I got a sore throat or a sprained ankle or, you know, something like that to get checked on. And I was there a couple times last year, and I was there a few other times with my kids, and every time there were Obama supporters, they would say, you know, I'm a Democrat, but I don't like this Obamacare. What do you mean my insurance just went up 100% or 200% or 50%? It varied. And it was mainly, every time I saw mainly black women in this big clinic I go to, but it was just some Hispanic women as well, complaining, going, and they're like, we're sorry, man, you've got to call your insurance company. And they'd get on their phone while I'm sitting there for an hour waiting, and they'd call and go, what do you mean it's going up? Well, that's just what it is under law. Insurance companies wrote Obamacare with the Republican leadership and the Democratic leadership to gang rape you and take your health care and create death panels and ration care and to then have computers, when they're done with it, it's already phasing in, tell doctors what they can do. You will not get eye surgeries. You will not get knee surgeries. You're not, when they're done, you're not going to get jack squat, and you're going to love it. And guess what? They've announced executive action on new taxes outside of law, and they're announcing executive action on grabbing pension funds, public and private, and the Supreme Court just ruled last week they can do it. They didn't used to rule that, but next they might rule that, you know, you've got to have prima noctu, and I guess when you have a child is born, you've got to offer it up to the politicians. You know, prima noctu in old Europe, you had to offer your daughter up on her wedding night to the local lord. But now maybe you'll just offer, we already offer our children up to the state anyways, with vaccines. Maybe you're a pedophobe next, if you aren't for raping two-year-old babies. You're closed-minded, huh? Yeah. But there's more on Obamacare we'll tell you about when we come back, the government side of it. Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, About 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, HDFirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down Firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. HDFirearms.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, Hillary Clinton's down in the polls.
You got it.
Secretary of State John Kerry broke his leg while bicycling. Biden's 40-something-year-old son died of brain cancer after a long battle. Do you take the vaccines, Joe? Do you drink all that fluoride? There's a flashback where Kerry says, "I don't fall down." Another arrogant statement. Not even God could sink this ship. That's what they said of the Titanic as it left its moorings in the UK. Some of the headlines up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Is our universe a Matrix-like computer game? That's what the Pentagon says. You can't make that up. Instead of firing, NBC looks to find a new role for Brian Williams. You can't make that stuff up. Remember, I predicted they'd have him host special shows once a month or something that are low-rated and kind of hidden to eat crow, to kind of save face. And then basically when the public forgets about it, they can roll Brian Williams back out. There's a report by Zero Hedge on how little it costs Goldman Sachs and others to bribe America's senators to fast-track Obama's TPP bill. Massive dirty bomb exercises set for June. We're clearly seeing an undeniable buildup to a so far unknown event, is the quote. Virgin Mary painting covered in dung and porn to be sold at Christie's auction. You know, there's such a thing as good taste. If somebody wants to do that, it's free speech, but why does Christie's have to sell it? Oh, but you're not hearing Christians or Catholics saying they're going to blow it up, though. And speaking of that, Joe Biggs was at the Draw Muhammad free speech event in Phoenix outside the mosque where the two shooters came from that attacked similar event a few weeks ago in Garland outside Dallas. The four-hour archive of the live stream is on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Joe was going to be here today, but one of his friends, a military veteran, committed suicide here in Texas. And so Joe is driving 2 hours away to comfort the family right now. There are 22 suicides a day by veterans in this country. And, of course, it's not a big news story. Just like we have the crisis of the no treat list, the death penalty for veterans all over the country. And we, of course, helped break that here with Dr. Doug Rotzi and others. And before we even knew the name of the program, the Watson computer, as it's called, from IBM, decides who lives and who dies. But the people can all feel good because a computer programmed by the eugenicist cult, the death cult, said that you don't get treatment, even though it's viable treatment. You just die. Play ball with the globalist and you might get health care. This is the new future where all of the resources are controlled. I want to get to the TPP here in a moment, and then Rand Paul set the filibuster in the Senate, the midnight passage of the Patriot Act that expires today. I wonder if the ISIS teams, the criminal elements in the government have brought in, I wonder if they'll attack tomorrow if the Patriot Act expires. How obvious will that be? And then they've got push polls out. You know, Rand Paul doesn't want to keep you safe and doesn't want to be able to spy on terrorist groups. Do you think that's good? Oh, no. 60-some% don't think it's good. It's how they frame these things. And there's just amazing fear-mongering going on that we're all going to be attacked any minute if we don't let them spy on us without warrants. You see, the truth is, the Patriot Act did legalize a bunch of this. They just denied that it did that. I mean, it lets the government break in your house without warrants and plant stuff in the sneak and peek provision. I mean, if you catch them, you can't tell anybody or it's a felony. Violates the First Amendment. I mean, it is just so unconstitutional. North Korea doesn't put stuff like this on paper. The Nazis didn't put stuff like this on paper. The communists in Russia didn't do this. They just did it. Only would our government, run by a bunch of corrupt lawyers, put it on paper. Rand Paul declares surveillance war and hints at filibuster for NSA reform. Justin Amash and others in the House say they're going to be watching for a secret midnight attempted passage like happened last year. But since I mentioned Obamacare, here's the Politico article about, well, in 2014 it went up some, and then 2015, and now in 2016, Blue Cross Blue Shield has announced in most states at least a 50% increase. Yeah, my parents, who never used their insurance, never. Not since the late 80s. Got the word that over the next year, this is about a year ago, that it would go up over 100%. And it's now gone up 100%. But again, it's racist, as MSNBC said, if you say that. Alex Jones, just like they said, doesn't like Obamacare because he doesn't like a black president. Really? I'd wash the feet of a black president that was a patriot. I could care less what color they were. That's such an insult that I have to deny I'm a racist because I read a bill and know it's a screw job written by insurance companies, how they just change the subject. It's so discrediting how they do that. Here's the other article, CNBC. Obamacare's big overhead cost to top $270 billion. Or a quarter of a trillion. And that's just each year. Why do you think the insurance companies wrote Obamacare and spent $2 billion getting it passed? Because they wanted to help little old ladies and they cared about you? The insurance companies, the big ones, are owned by the big mega banks that own the big defense contractors that run the whole show. They're the ones funding going after your guns. They're the ones funding teaching your five-year-old that they should be able to have sex with men, you know, when they're six. They're the ones, just the whole sick agenda, they're it. A bunch of totally disconnected from reality banking families, less than 20 families, who basically own the world through fraud. Only reason they put Bernie Madoff in jail was because Bernie Madoff cheated some of the elite themselves. And then notice I predicted he'd, you know, commit suicide and so would his son and all the rest of it and, you know, the rest is history. That's what they do. That's how they operate. And we just sit here. Now these bankers haven't mopped up Russia. They haven't fully taken over China. They're competing with other criminal networks, but they're the big boy on the block. And they've dreamed of this total takeover plan to micromanage everything we do, track everything we do, shut down all competition, so they can socially then do whatever they want to us, which is just hellish. That they now are willing to start World War III to get total hegemonic global domination. And then the mainstream media goes, I got a big joke for you. This crazy guy named Alex Jones, he claims mega banks, central banks, as if those exist, he claims that they want total world domination. Everybody knows no one's ever wanted that. And the average person does a double take who's even historically ignorant and goes, what do you mean? The whole history of the world, Julius Caesar, Genghis Khan, Attila the Hun, and British Empire, the Nazis, the communists, there's always sociopathic, psychopathic, control freak elites that lust to dominate and take over the whole world. I mean, that's a no-brainer. And they just sit here and go, no, the sun does not come up in the morning. There's no corruption, no powerful groups getting together in special interest. It doesn't exist. No one thing as you grow up. Nothing's wrong. Nothing's happening. Don't investigate. Just keep your eyes closed and let us run your lives. We'll take care of you. And now we discover they won't take care of us. We come back. My son, Rex Jones, went out Thursday. The report premiered on the Nightly News Friday. And every person he talked to, of more than 20, did not know what the TPP was. And some of them got angry when, it'll be a part two, there's just too many of these to put it out in one report, when a 12-year-old knew and they didn't. But we'll talk about the modern way they conquer us.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you, Mike Judge, for having Hank Hill and Beavis and Butthead bring us into that transmission. That is Mike Judge, by the way. Need to get him to do some more liners for us. By the way, I went back and got a glass of water during the last break in the break room, and we keep CNN on in there and Fox News as well to monitor establishment propaganda. And I took a double take. They had the host interviewing someone, and it's just about 5 minutes ago or 3 minutes ago now on the DVR. If somebody has the kind of a skeleton crew on Sundays, but somebody can go try to cue that up at least for tomorrow. Mark the time for about 4:47, 4:46 or so. Or 4:45 maybe. And the host, but I mean, it's a talking point, it's everywhere, was like, it's really not controversial, everybody agrees with it, and it's in the Constitution that we have the Patriot Act, and we need the NSA to do this. Inverted reality. And then I was thinking about the speech from Obama's White House address. We're going to play a clip of this in a moment. And he says, look, this is not controversial, everybody loves it. Only a few senators that are, you know, bad guys don't like it. Like, everybody loves drinking cyanide. Everybody loves Jim Jones Kool-Aid. Everybody loves sticking their hands down garbage disposals. Everybody loves being covered with lice. Everybody loves being run over by cars. Everybody loves dying. Everybody loves being slaves. Everybody loves having their double or triple their prices. I mean, I'm just sick of it. But that's all they've got now is this wall of fraud, this wall of incessant lying. But they wouldn't be getting away with it if maybe 40% of the public, I'm surprised, can even tie their shoelaces or wipe their own hind ends. If you go to a blue-collar working area, you'll find folks that are somewhat informed. If you go to a conservative libertarian area, you'll find folks that are informed. You go to the University of Texas, or you go to a trendy area, you go to downtown Austin, you'll find people that are into being stupid and not caring. Every person we talk to, that my 12-year-old son talked to, a reporter for InfoWars.com, Thursday. We heard this Friday on the Nightly News, did not know basically what planet they were on or what the TPP is, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, that is more of a conquering than King George because the regulations are worse than what he had on the colonies. I mean, we're being conquered. And these people don't care. Because they've been raised with their Apple products and their fluoride in the water and their TV, and they're not conscious. But they are alive enough to go vote for collectivism that the globalists are exempt from to screw us all over. We are in grave danger. We're not a democracy. If 51% vote that the other 49 are slaves, we have a Bill of Rights. It's a republic. You can't do that. There's a veto on certain basic things the country's founded on. You know, they claim that North Korea is democratic. Hitler was elected. I'm not going to sit here and be these idiot slaves. Let's go ahead and play this report. Rex Jones, the full video is on InfoWars.com.
What do you think the TPP is?
TTP?
Now, what is TTP?
The DPP?
The what?
TPP. I have no idea.
Nope. I have no idea what that is.
I ain't got a clue.
I have no idea.
Do any of y'all know what the heck the TPP is?
TPP?
Any of y'all?
No. No.
Nobody knows what this is.
I have no idea. The toilet paper products.
The Texas Petroleum.
By the way, hit pause. Back it up 10 seconds, please. RT did this in New York and got the toilet paper comment. I mean, that's real. That's not an actor. Talk about mind in the gutter. These people are helpless. But believe me, you get into political debates with them, they'll go, racist, whatever. I mean, they're not even alive. Let's go back to the clip.
I have no idea. The toilet paper products.
The Texas Petroleum people?
The terrorist group? I don't know.
And my name is a WWE Thunderstruck Roller Coaster. God bless you.
At least you had some poetry.
Words of wisdom.
I would honestly have no idea. Well, it gives the information and entertaining. Well, I don't know exactly the words in English.
And that's what we call guessing.
Probably some Congress thing about homeless men.
Tyrannical people in power.
Actually, pretty close. Actually, pretty darn close.
Toilet paper.
The TPP, or the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Trans what?
Pacific Partnership is a alliance of corporate global businesses that will then be able to, in any of the three segments, Asian, Pacific, European, or American, will be able to bypass any or all of the laws and rules in that place and be able to do away with currency and due process. What do you think about that?
Reminds me of what China does with their free market zones.
I would definitely have to hear a lot more information because this sounds a lot like a bit of conspiracy theory to me.
I think it sounds a little bit far-fetched.
I'm being totally honest. I just don't care right now. Is that bad? Like, I was just so unprepared for this.
I think that's awesome, dude. Excellent. Yeah, I think it's awesome.
Why?
I mean, because we need people like that, I guess. Yeah. I literally have no clue. I haven't watched news in a while, man.
Okay, well, there you have it. He hasn't watched news. None of us have. We just vote for Obama and pray that he doesn't smite us with his mighty hand of vengeance.
My first question for you is, which party do you support?
Third party, Libertarian.
Okay, good. I wanted to make sure I didn't end up on some, like, anti-Obama or something, because it is Texas.
Oh, my goodness. We've got part two of it where they get mad when a 12-year-old young man knows stuff they don't know, because information now has become racist. Discernment, any type of decision-making. And you look in the eyes of these people, black or white, there's nobody home. In fact, put that young lady, that last one, back up if you can. There's a shot earlier in when he first talks to her where she's looking straight onto the camera, and, man, there's nobody home. I've seen dead bodies. I've seen grandparents dead before, when they're dead at the hospital. I've seen my friend dead at the hospital. I've seen quite a few dead people. I saw the guy get his head basically chopped off, almost severed, on the side of the highway in a car wreck, and I was there when he died and saw the light go out of his eyes. I mean, I'm all about getting that gleam in the eyes. You look at her, though, when she's looking straight on the camera, it's about halfway into the video, and there's nothing there. I've seen dead people's eyes, and I'm telling you, she's got the eyes of a dead person. It's super scary. When I first saw that video after they shot it raw, my heart fluttered at it. Because she's dead, folks. She's dead. Go ahead and hit play, and then watch this look in her eye. Back it up again, just for TV viewers, Infowars.com/show. Bud player. When she starts talking and repeating the establishment line, that's when her eyes go dead. No, it's another clip in there. And the point is, I don't think she's totally dead all the time, but she goes in this trance look when she repeats the party line, and it's like she's like, "We have come to your planet to assimilate you. There's no way to resist us." I mean, it is truly cult-like. You know, I don't think dead's the word, though it's close to dead. It's like asleep. It's like they're asleep. I mean, where's the gleam in the eye? Infowars.com. It'll put the gleam back in your eye. And that's what I'm looking for, is people that are conscious and awake and have an instinct not to be slaves. We're going to go to break, come back, and I'm going to get into the filibuster coming up tonight with Rand Paul. They're going to procedurally try to block him, so he hasn't announced how he's going to do it yet, but that's the word, as they try to sneak through the Patriot Act, saying there's no Bill of Rights and Constitution, that they claim they've done all this illegal stuff on the back of, though the FBI admits they've never stopped one terror attack using the Patriot Act, but they have used it in hundreds of thousands of drug cases, domestic violence, white-collar stuff, you name it. Obama, again, swipes it, handful of senators holding up Patriot Act, and says there's no controversy, everybody loves it. That clip is coming up today and more in the second hour. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're also going to get into amnesty, the latest on Al-Qaeda and ISIS, the latest on Russia, the latest on so many fronts, and China putting artillery in those new islands they built in the South China Sea, threatening the United States. Stay with us.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Alex Jones 24/7 listen line?
It's easy.
Just punch in 1-605-562-6120. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 1-605-562-6120. Now you can listen to Alex Jones when you want.
Bookmark the Alex Jones 24/7 listen line number today.
1-605-562-6120. 1-605-562-6120.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.